I want everybody to look around you. Some of us have been here close to 40 years. Some have been here from the beginning, 40 years. Some 30, some 20, some 5, some 10, some below 5. Now, if I've not mentioned your group, wave your hand to the Lord. You see, we are all celebrating 40 years anniversary. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Some may be here for the first time, as our brother is here for the first time. Between 23 and 26 of this month, we are going to sit under the same grace. Wonderfully, the committee have been putting things together. Brother Sam, we celebrate you and your team. Under the same grace, we'll be celebrating the same God, irrespective of the years you have been in this church. That tells us that something is very important. The church is not about one generation. It's about from generation to generation. There are a lot of people that started the journey and carried the faith forward. Those of us that came after them, we continue the journey. One of the testimony last week, one of our children said, Oman is like a filling station. Their pump, their tank is filled up and they've moved on. So, those who came after them, after those that started the journey, we keep carrying on the faith. That is what we are doing today. We are still continuing. And now, we have responsibility to continue to carry it forward. Hallelujah. When I was thinking of what to talk about today, I went straight to the calendar to look at the references for the calendar, daily verses that we normally read. So I discovered that 1 Corinthians 14, then Psalm 143 to 145. Then the Holy Spirit ministered to me that, yes, I should center my message on that. You know, I continuously reading different version of the scripture to know exactly what God wants us to hear today. Brethren, before I go into the topic for today, Psalm 145 verse 4 say, one generation shall commend your work to another and shall declare your mighty act. This is what captured me when I was reading those scripture that is meant for today. When you get home, check your calendar. This month, we are not only celebrating. We are celebrating God for the last 40 years, what he has done here. So, we are asking, God, what are you going to do through us in the next 40 years? That is what we should be asking for. So, that takes me to my topic for today, 40 years and still advancing, a church built to edify. You can go to the slide. 40 years still advancing, a church built to edify. 40 years itself is a testimony. Church, as I said, we are celebrating this year. 40 years, the slide. It's a testimony. Okay, we move on. You join us wherever you are able to catch up. 40 years of God's faithfulness. 40 years of growth. 40 years of impact. We are impacting all over the world. 40 years of prayer. 40 years of sacrifice. We are making sacrifice. Go to the next slide, please. 40 years of people serving God. See people that have... Everyone that stood up between 30 and 40 years, they are all in ministry. They are serving God. So 40 years of people serving God, 40 years of challenges. There are various types of challenges. 40 years of victories. And again, 40 years of disappointment also is there. At the same time, we also have 40 years of breakthrough. Some people started this journey they are no longer with us. Some have gone to be with the Lord. We cannot query God. Some have gone to be with the Lord. Some have moved on to places. Some are still here faithfully serving God. But through every season, God remains faithful to us. That is why that Psalm 145 verse 4 says, "One generation shall praise your work to another and shall declare your mighty act." For those athletics, relay. It's like that. Because this is not our home country. We are here for a purpose, and once that purpose is fulfilled, people move on. So it's like a changing of baton. God has always bring people who will serve him. That is why you are here. That is why I am here. Every one of us, we have something to do. That is why God has keeping us here. So that is why an anniversary should, and what this scripture have said is what every anniversary should do. There's this 40 years. The coming 40 years, we should be thinking of how to move forward. Area of improvement. Area of more spirituality. Church, we celebrate yesterday because of tomorrow. We are not celebrating yesterday just to remember yesterday. But we are celebrating yesterday because of tomorrow. So, next slide. We are still advancing because 40 years is a milestone. It is a testimony. It's a reminder of God's faithfulness. It's a platform of greater things. Still, there's still more ahead to do. The question today is not simply how far that we have come. The question should be, what is God calling us to become in the next season? One season is this season of 40 years that we are going to celebrate. What is the church becoming to? That is why the next generation also is important. Hallelujah. Because we are not just a church that survived 40 years. We are a church that God has preserved for 40 years. And that should not be the end. We still have to continue to advance. Therefore, brethren, Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14 says, Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. There are certain things I want us to see there. Forgetting. So if we are talking about forgetting, that means whatever happened in the past, even though we are celebrating, forget it. The goal, you have to reach forward. You have to press forward. Reaching, pressing forward. That is the most important thing. By the time they are celebrating another 40 years, they will project your clip also, wherever you may be that time. They will project your clip. The church might have been bigger than this or somewhere else. And you'll be happily sending your clip. God will spare our life in Jesus' name. So we honor the past, but we have to press towards the future. Believe me, the best chapter has not come for Bread of Life Fellowship. We are still what? We are still advancing. So, if the best chapter has not still been written, then after 40 years, we must move from survivor to maturity. Next slide. After 40 years, we must move from survivor to maturity. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, I mentioned it, that the purpose of spirituality activities in the church is not to impress people, but to build people. As you can see from what is displayed, 1 Corinthians 14:26. Let all things be done for building up. We are not just going to celebrate. We are not inviting them only. We are laying the foundation for the next 40 years of this church. Pastor Abraham has played his own role. There's no single testimony we have had in this testimony, even from the children, that his name has not been mentioned. What would they say about you and me? The ball is in our court. The next 40 years. Verse 26 says, let all things be done for building up. That is 1 Corinthians 14. That word is important. Building up. The church is not a theater. It's not a place for entertainment. It's not a place where we just come to watch Brother Kibe, the choir. Let me put everybody. See how they are dancing. It's a place to worship God. The church is not a place of personality. It's a place to worship God. It's also not a place where we have to demonstrate how spiritually we are. It is a place to worship God. The church is God's house, and everything we do must contribute to the build-up of his people. So after 40 years, God is calling you to maturity. God is calling you to maturity. We should not still be arguing about things that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. In every ministry, our focus will be something that is focusing on the kingdom of God. One time, as an usher leader, I have the privilege of the number of people that attend the church. But church cannot be measured based on attendance. It has to be how we build everyone up. If you are a leader of a ministry, it is how you pilot the affairs of the ministry to build your follower up in Christ's way. We should not be measuring success only by attendance or by program that we organize in this church. So as a mature church of 40 years, we must continue to produce mature believers. We must continue, as a mature church, we must know how to worship. We must know how to serve God. We must also know how to forgive. We must also know how to pray. I like the next one. How to raise the children and young ones. There are a lot of testimony from our brethren that have left this place. What they normally say is that Oman is the best place to raise children. When they say Oman, they are referring to Bread of Life Fellowship. We have had testimony from other churches in the sense that when they talk about our Friday school, sometimes I smile for myself. Because we, even during COVID, when we have online, people want to join our Friday school. It's a place to raise children and young people. Let's appreciate our teachers. Let's appreciate them. They are not here, but let's appreciate them. Also, the leader of NG4C. Let's appreciate the NG4C and their leaders. Because these are the next generation to carry all the church activities forward. So a mature church, we should know how to raise children. As a mature church, we should know how to release to the next generation. And the next generation also should be ready. That is why currently the discipleship training is going on. This is part of the build-up that we are talking about. A mature church knows that the glory of yesterday is not enough for the assignment of tomorrow. That is why the next slide. the glory ahead. What is Haggai saying? The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. What are we saying now? The glory of the next 40 years will be what? Will be greater. Hallelujah. If you believe, put your hand together for Jesus. So as we press towards the future, next slide. After 40 years, we must remain a church that hears God. After 40 years. Psalm 143 verse 8 says, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust." Let's stop before we go to the slide. David said, "Let me hear." That is the cry of a church that wants to move forward. Whenever we pray, we have to say, "Let me hear your voice, Lord." Whatever you are hearing now, it might be voice of God. You might be seeing me talking. God might be talking to you in your mind. That God, is it true you are saying this? Is the area you want to get me involved in the church of God? God is talking to you right now. So David said, "Let me hear, let me hear." So after 40 years, we must not become so familiar with church that stop hearing. After the celebration, we don't want a situation whereby we don't have the kind of the cell training, the cell activities we are having, the cell home cell review that we are having, home cell study. It has to continue in a greater way. That is the part of the build-up. That is what makes us to advance forward. God is talking to you now. So we must not lose our sensitivity to God's voice. We need fresh direction. We need fresh direction. We need fresh vision. We need fresh revelation and passion. Fresh fire. Fresh what? Fire. It's not the kind of fire that burns. The enthusiasm that will raise you up and you pray in a different way, that you yourself, you know that, yes, the Lord has done a great thing in my life. So, and the next generation must learn to hear him. The young ones among us, you need to study the word of God. Listen to all the messages. Listen to the instruction that the leaders are giving unto you. As leader, we need to say, "Lord, what do you want us to do next?" As an NG4C, you need to say, "Lord, this 40 years they are celebrating, what exactly you want me to do next? If I'm going to be here for the next 40 years, I want to remember this day and give glory to God." Hallelujah. So, let God continue to minister to you. So, we need a church that does not simply ask, "What have we always done?" But we should be saying, "What is God doing now?" Psalm 143 again. All my messages are within those scriptures for today in our calendar. Psalm 143 verse 10 says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God." That should become the prayer of the next generation. Hallelujah. Lord, teach us your will. Not our will. Not because somebody can play drum and that is where you are targeting. Let God tell you exactly what he wants to use you for. The 40 years we are celebrating, we are not just celebrating it just to eat. We are doing it to build up the next 40 years. So after 40 years, next slide. Everything must serve the purpose of edification. 1 Corinthians 26 again, build up. That is, there should be an improvement in the next 40 years. One of the improvements, when I joined this church, where they used to sing, when I came in, I know people like Brother Jacinto will remember. There's something they will put in front of the projection. Then it will project it for them, we sing. They were doing it that time. That was one season. Another season was they will be showing the song as it's dropped, as the choir sing. Then you'll be seeing some leaves dropping or some kind of background. Honestly, that time when I first came, I'll be counting those things that are. That is one season. And as the world is going, we are also going the way along it. Improvement. Today we can project here differently. At a point we don't have this kind of thing that stands in front of me. That is improvement. At a time, our technical team, they used to put one finger, but after some time, something was here. That is improvement. We are building up physically. Spiritually also, we have to build up. So, after 40 years, everything must serve the purpose of edification. This is the heart of the verse 26. Let us then be done for building up. Okay. Yeah, the slide is there. That means every ministry must ask, are we building people? Every sermon must ask, are we building people? Every worship service must ask, are we building people? Every youth program must ask, are we building people? Every leadership meeting also must ask, are we building people? As you can see, ask of everything we do. Whatever you do, does it build? Does it strengthen? Does it encourage? Does it draw people closer to God? The way we behave, how we talk, whatever we do, does it do that? So every ministry must contribute to the spiritual growth of the body of Christ. Because the church is not about us, it's about Christ and his people. That is why God has given you gift. Our gifts are not being given to us for self-promotion. Gifts are given to us for service. Do you use that to build up people? Your voice is a gift. Your money is a gift. Even your experience is a gift. Your education as well is a gift. There's a brother in our midst here. Whenever there's anything related to the visa or whatever, we want to do something, quickly I pick my phone, I call, brother, or when we are talking, what is it? He's sharing his experience with us. He's guiding us. It's a gift. How do you use your gift? 40 years is gone. The next 40 years. You might not be here in the next 40 years, but they can remember and send to you that, yes, you were here 40 years ago. Tell us what will be going up in your mind. Did you use your gift? And the question is, okay, before then, your time is a gift. Your position as well is a gift. Your influence is a gift. And the question is, who am I? Who am I building with what God has given to me? Whom have you developed? Who are you trying to bring up? You may not be a ministry leader. You might be somebody who just spoke to someone. You're trying to encourage that person. What have you done? Let's move to the next point, next slide. The next 40 years must include the next generation. Again, see within the bracket of the scripture for today. Psalm 145 verse 4 declare. One generation shall commend your work to another. I've explained it. Relay. If you are watching Olympic game, you will see how relay is being done. This is perhaps one of the greatest responsibilities of a 40 years old church, which we are saying now. So we must transfer faith. Faith must be transferred. The pioneer That brother, the brother, I think I wrote the name down, Pastor Krupa Karan, he was part of the church from the beginning. He was part of the founder. I'm sure joyfully he will be smiling and give glory to God that he's still alive. You are going to be alive in the next 40 years, and they will call you to share your testimony in Jesus' name. So we must transfer the faith. The pioneer carried the gospel to us. Now we must carry it to those coming after us. The children, Now, I was talking to somebody. He said he was born in Oman. It's about almost 40 years now. We have children like that in this church. They are part of this church. And they are still here. Even some children that have been that are born here, they have left Oman. Believe me, if God has assignment for them, he will bring them back here. And they will serve God in Jesus' name. So, we must hand over to the next generation. The children sitting in our church today must not simply inherit the chairs. One thing is that we have the people that, okay, let me just come so that if Pastor Abraham is standing here, he might see that I'm not there. Let me just come and sit. No. For the children among us, even though they are in their classes now, the NG4C, I'm talking to you. You are sitting down now. You are not just a bench warmer. God is talking to you. God needs you for the next 40 years. You people are the one that will be talking that, yes, when we celebrated 40 years, I can joyfully inform you that I was part of 30 years anniversary. So 10 years ago, to God be the glory. In another 40 years, joyfully you'll be saying, I was part of 40 years. So shall it be in Jesus' name. That is why the church itself, from the beginning, they have organized discipleship training to train people. I need not to tell you much about this. If you have not part of it, please let God be talking to you now that, yes, I want to be part of the story for the next 40 years. Find yourself in the next season of discipleship training. So, the younger ones that are in our midst, the mentoring is going on right now. Part of it is what we always hear from here, the messages and everything. You are being encouraged. Challenges will come. Yes, challenges will come. The Bible made it clear. In this world, there will be trouble. But rejoice, because it will never overcome you. Hallelujah. So, you must be encouraged. And you must release yourself to the call. You must inherit the faith. You must inherit that faith to carry forward. Look at Paul. Next slide. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:2. And the thing that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others. There's an equation there. Next slide. Yes. If you read that with that equation, or maybe directional, Paul said, the thing that you heard from me, he was talking to Timothy, and he said, among many witnesses, commit this to the faithful men. That is, Timothy had to pass it over to the faithful men, the faithful people. And what happened? And who will be able, the faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This is continuous. We are part of the others. We are passing it. So, brethren, the evidence that we have succeeded is not that everything remains with us. The evidence that we have succeeded is that what God gave us continues through those that come after us, after 40 years. The 40 years anniversary will not end by the 26th of this month. We must be thinking of the next one. Next slide. Number 5. We must keep order. We must keep order without losing the fire. Yes. 14. So Paul was talking about spiritual gift, prophecy. Here. This particular one is the one of the strongest lessons from 1 Corinthians 14 now. Because Paul was talking about spiritual gift, prophecy, tongue, interpretation, and worship. But then he's saying in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. There is no orderliness in a disorganized environment. Even in the house of God, there should be orderliness. Notice something here. Paul did not say, let everything be done quietly. He said, let everything be done decently and in order. There is different. So, brethren, we need fire. I'm not talking about the fire that burns. The enthusiasm, the energy. But it has to be, as we need fire, we also need order. It has to be orderly. We need spirituality, but it has to be also with maturity. We need passion. You have the passion to pray. You have the passion to preach. It must be done with discipline. Everything must be in order as we prepare for the next 40 years. We need power. If you have the power, you need that character. We need gift. You have the gift, but if you don't have love, what does that mean? It becomes useless. Our gift will not be useless in Jesus' name. A church can have powerful worship and still lack maturity. A church can have activities and still lack spiritual direction. The next 40 years, we should focus that everything is done in orderly manner. So the next generation, we need fire plus order, power plus character, gift plus love, vision with discipline, passion with wisdom. Fire without order can destroy. Order without fire can become lifeless. Let us be a church with both fire and order. As we have that energy, as we have the strength, as we have the passion, it has to be done orderliness. Part of orderliness is obeying the law of the land, the rule of the land, and obey what the authority also is saying. Not only when we are in the church, when we are somewhere else, we are ambassadors of TBLF. Amen? We move to the next slide. We must become a church that impacts beyond its walls. Psalm 145, verse 5. He says, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous work, I will meditate. If you read down to verse 6, they shall speak of the mighty, of the awesome deeds. That's what verse 6 says. God did not preserve this church for 40 years so that we could become comfortable. No. He's not doing that. Many things will still happen. But we have to hold ourselves. He preserved us for impact. The church must impact. Impact means our family, our schools, the workplace, the community, young ones, and the nations. And that is part of the impact we are giving is what we are doing all over the world, supporting the missions, supporting where there are natural disasters. Unless we don't know, when the church hear about this, we are supporting them. That is part of the impact that this church has been doing for the past 40 years. This trend must continue. And the impact must be on the nation, our nation. We are in Oman. The impact of TBLF must be on Oman as well, and our home country. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine. We need to shine our light. Light does not exist for itself. Light exists to illuminate darkness. Let's continue to be the light of the world. So our anniversary is not the end of the journey as we prepare for it. We are looking for it. It is a launching pad. I like NASA. I used to watch how they launch their satellite or whatever they are launching to the sky. So, this anniversary is our own launching pad for greater kingdom impact. Let people see how we celebrate it and begin to say, yes, I want our church to be like that of Bread of Life. Number 7, next slide. Our next season must be a season of prayer and dependence on God. Again, still within the scripture for today, Psalm 144, verse 1 says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, my train, my hand. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my finger for battle. David understood what victory means. That is why he has made this statement. In Psalm 143, verse 11 says, for your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. And after 40 years, we must never become dependent on history. We should not say, oh, at one time it is like this. We must move forward. We move to next one. God has more for the next generation. Psalm 144, verse 12 gives a beautiful picture. That our son may be as a plant grow up in their youth, and our daughter may be as a pillar. What does pillar do? Support. A plant grown up in their youth, and the daughter may be as pillar, sculpture in the palace style. This is the prayer we should be praying for the next generation, so that the church of God will move forward. Finally, to the next slide. 40 years is not the finishing line. It is not the finishing line. It's just the beginning. Even though it's a milestone, it is a testimony that we have been hearing. And that testimony should not stop. Church, for 40 years, is remarkable. 40 years is never finish line. Psalm 145, verse 10 says, all your work shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. Verse 12. So that everyone will know your mighty deed and the glorious majesty of the kingdom. So, it is a reminder of God's faithfulness. But there is still more. More soul, more growth, more maturity, more impact, and more generation that will come. The assignment, we have to make it known. We have to make known his work. We have to make known his faithfulness. We have to make known his salvation. We have to make known his kingdom. And let the next generation know that God, who carried us for 40 years, we also carry them further in Jesus' name. May God bless his word. Amen.